Thank you so much for joining me once again on Healing Hearts. Today we are talking about bedwetting. I wet my bed till I was 10 years old. So I truly understand what it's like to deal with it as a young person and to struggle with it. All over the world, 5 to 7 million children wet their bed each night. So the first thing I'd like to let you know is that you are not alone. Every night, there's millions of kids that are going through the same experience you are. I was completely set free at age 10, and you will be completely set free at some point. There is an end to this. God will heal you. He will deliver you. Let's open up in prayer. Father, thank you so much that your word tells us whenever two or more of us are here and agreeing and praying and gathering, you are in our midst. And we thank you for your presence and your love. I thank you, Father God, that this young child who is listening knows how precious they are to you. I ask that you would wrap them in your loving arms. You see what they're going through. You know and you care. As we go into the meditation, Lord, let their heart and their mind be open to you. We cover their minds under the blood of Christ. And we just say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you to come back to this meditation once a day. It doesn't even have to be in the evening. I think that's a great time. But as long as you listen to it once a day until you see complete victory in the area. It's important for this child who is going through the bedwetting to listen to it themselves and for them to feel comfortable enough to, even if it's possible, to get on there and get it all set up so they can listen, however that needs to happen. So tonight I'm speaking directly to the child, and so I want to tell you, I want you to relax. Get in a comfortable chair or a couch or even lie on your bed. And as you lie there, just put a smile on your face and begin to relax. Begin to visualize a warm, healing light starting at the top of your head, as if you were at the beach on a sunny day. Or maybe in a park or a place that makes you feel happy on a summer day. And you know when that sun beats on you and you start to feel really warm and kind of drowsy, that's the kind of warmth that Christ is bringing to you. And this is his healing light. Let it start at the top of your head, relaxing your forehead, relaxing your eyebrows, relaxing your mouth, your cheeks, drop your jaw. Relax your neck muscles. Allow your shoulders to drop. And continue seeing that white light moving down your arms, just making them really soft and supple. Now see that white light going through each fingertip And as I count to 10, we're going to count each finger. And each one I count, you're going to see the white light just pushing out through the finger. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Very good. See that white light just moving through your chest and relaxing your lungs. Let it get you all relaxed. Maybe take a few deep breaths. Relax your stomach. Think about when you breathe, how your stomach moves up and down. And relax your back. Allow your hips and your legs to just be loose. And then finally see that white light pushing through each toe. If any area of your body is tight or tense, go back to it and visualize that white light just circling around it, relaxing, taking away tension and stress. This is the time that Jesus has created for you to rest, to heal. To know you're loved. As your body is relaxing, I am going to say a few words, and I'd like you to say them in your mind. And actually, if you can even see the words going through your mind, kind of printed out like if you were on the computer. So just repeat them to yourself quietly in your mind as I say them. I am loved by God. I'm very valuable to God. God can give me peace even when I'm nervous or scared or anxious. When I lie down to sleep at night, I know that God is with me and His loving angels are all around me. Jesus tells us He is a good shepherd and that He never sleeps. He's always watching over me. That makes me smile. That makes me happy. I am safe. Life is safe. I am always taken care of. When I sleep, God is protecting me. I can have a wonderful, deep sleep. My body is working the way it should. There is a tiny little switch in my brain which turns on when I have to go to the bathroom. It's that simple. There's a little signal for my bladder when it fills up, and it goes right to my brain like a light switch, and it turns on. And it says, time to wake up and go to the bathroom. And then I can start to open my eyes and realize it's time for me to get up. Maybe turn my night light on or the bathroom light on. Go to the bathroom and come back to sleep. Then I fall back into a restful sleep. And once again, maybe in a couple hours or an hour or so, my bladder may fill up again, and that's good. That means my body's working the way God meant it to work. And that light switch, it goes off in my brain. It's like a night light going on. And it says, wake up. And all of a sudden, I feel like I have to wake up. And I do wake up. And I go through the same process. I get up. I turn a light on. I go to the bathroom. It really doesn't matter how many times I go, as long as I wake up. I feel better after I go to the bathroom. I feel more confident. I feel more in control. Each time I sleep, I can know that my body and my brain are working together to help me to do what's right, to go to sleep, to rest, to have good dreams, to go to the bathroom when I need to, and then to wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and invigorated, feeling a lot better. As I begin to do this and listen to this meditation every night, I'm going to find that in time, I will need to go to the bathroom less and less. Eventually, I may only wake up 2 or 3 times during the night. And that's fine. Everybody is different. Some people go to the bathroom once in the night. Some people go to the bathroom 10 times at night. Everybody's body is different. All that matters is that little light switch goes on. Light goes on, and I have that feeling it's time to wake up. We're going to close with a short prayer, and as we do, just relax and know that God is taking care of you. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you. You said you were a protective wall around all your children. Let them know how precious and beloved they are to you. Let them know how valuable they are. Help them to turn that little switch on at night in their mind, to wake up, to be alert, to be fully awake, and realize their body is working the way it's supposed to. They're going to get up, they're going to go to the bathroom, and come right back to sleep. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this is going to happen each time they need to go to the bathroom. help them not be anxious or worried or stressed, but simply to trust in you. You are such a good God, and you love children. So we know, Lord Jesus, you're already helping them simply because we have asked. Thank you for all the good things that you have for them and their future. That your promises that you've laid out every day and every moment of their life. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.